Welcome back to another episode of Success in Mind. I am tired today. Like, so tired. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I almost didn't record this episode, but I'm going out of town tomorrow and I needed to record it today. Otherwise, I won't have a second episode this week. And I know that seems like a non-problem to have. You know, you might be listening thinking, okay, you're tired and you almost skipped an episode, Terry. You've done it before, not a big deal. But I'm recognizing that this is more than just being tired. I've been really tired lately. Many of you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I've been struggling with ulcerative colitis and the fatigue has become unbearable, where I'm starting to recognize, well, to be honest, I have been for a little while, that I am hitting burnout. Maybe I'm already there. So I thought, let's talk about burnout today and do a deep dive into the topic of burnout, what it is, what causes it, and how do we get ourselves out of it? How to recover from burnout? You're listening to Success in Mind with Terry Holland, the show for high-performing entrepreneurs, leaders, and changemakers ready to take your life and your business to the next level. If you're ready for whole life success, keep listening. Are you ready to unleash your voice to the world? Do you have a story to share, but you're not sure where to start? Introducing the Launch Your Podcast Challenge. Join us for an intensive 5-day journey where you will learn everything you need to know to launch your own podcast, from crafting captivating content to mastering the technical side of recording, editing, and publishing. We've got you covered. Don't miss this opportunity to turn your passion into a powerful podcast. Sign up now and let's kickstart your podcasting journey together. Visit terryholland.ca/5-day podcast. The link is in the show notes. In the fast-paced world of entrepreneurship, where hustle is glorified and grind is expected, it's easy to push ourselves over the brink. But what happens when that edge becomes a cliff and we find ourselves suddenly free-falling into a deep abyss of burnout? Burnout is one of those words that I think has lost some of its meaning over the years. A lot of people talk about burnout very casually, like they'll be tired and they'll say, I'm burnt out. Well, are you burnt out or are you just tired? Maybe you just need to go to bed early tonight. And if that's the case, if you're feeling tired and you just need to go to bed an hour earlier or take a day off and then you bounce back and recover, well, that's probably not burnout. Burnout is the inability to recover, and that no matter how much rest you get, how much sleep you get, it's never enough. It's like you're pouring water into a bucket with a hole in the bottom and it just keeps seeping through and you can't seem to fill it back up again. So burnout is more than just being tired. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. And it's crucial for us to know what are the early signs of burnout. I know I'm trying to get better. I hate the word trying, but in this case, I feel it applies. I am working on getting better of recognizing the signs earlier. The first red flag is often exhaustion. That's where I feel I am right now. I'm in exhaustion. And again, this is not just the I need to go to bed early kind of tired. This is complete exhaustion. This isn't something that an extra cup of coffee is going to fix. This isn't about having an extra cup of coffee or, in my case, an extra cup of tea. This is not going to be fixed by catching a quick nap in the afternoon. This is a kind of deep exhaustion that's pervasive and doesn't go away with rest. It's the tank is empty. Yet the demands of the business don't stop, right? You're still expected to show up and you need to take care of your clients and you need to do the work that's expected of you. And closely tied to that exhaustion is a growing sense of cynicism and detachment. And one of the other early signs is losing your passion towards parts of your work that you once really enjoyed. So if there's something that you really love to do in your business and suddenly you notice that you're not loving it anymore, that you don't feel so passionate about it, that could be an indication that you're headed towards burnout. And those aren't, of course, the only signs. So let's dive deeper into what are... Okay, I'm going to share with you five signs of burnout, five of the biggest signs of burnout. And this might not be an exhaustive list. I'm sure that there are other signs of burnout too that we could dive into, but these are the five big ones that I think are the most recognizable ones. So we've talked about exhaustion. So feeling drained most of the time. And this is physical, emotional, mental exhaustion where even after sleeping, you don't feel recharged. Two, I touched on already, that cynicism and detachment. So when you're starting to lose interest in things that you once enjoyed, you might even begin to feel disillusioned about your jobs or your hobbies or your business. You might feel more negative towards others or just feeling detached in general from the work that you do and the people around you. Three is feelings of ineffectiveness and a lack of accomplishment. So you might experience feelings of apathy and hopelessness. And no matter how much you do, you might just feel like it's never enough or that what you're doing just doesn't really matter. There's a diminished sense of personal accomplishment and reduced productivity, which leads to four, which is reduced performance. So burnout mainly affects everyday tasks at work or at home. So people begin to feel negative about the tasks that they need to accomplish, and they have difficulty concentrating. They might feel listless and lack creativity. I would say for me, in this current phase of burnout I feel myself going into, I've definitely noticed a lack of creativity, and I am a highly creative person. When I feel like I have no desire to create or there's no creative ambition, that my ideas aren't flowing, that is a major red flag for me. And then five is health problems. So over time, chronic stress from burnout can lead to real health problems like digestive issues, heart disease, depression, and obesity. All of those have been connected to burnout. And I mean, I've been pretty open here about my issues with ulcerative colitis. Clearly, I get digestive issues. Now, I don't know. It's kind of with me, I feel like it's like a chicken and the egg thing. What comes first, the burnout or the ulcerative colitis? Does the ulcerative colitis cause the burnout or does the burnout cause the ulcerative colitis? I'm inclined to think that the ulcerative colitis causes the burnout in my case because I start to feel burnt out after prolonged periods of illness. So I think it's kind of like a chicken and the egg situation when you have a chronic disease that's causing stress, and the stress makes the disease worse, which causes more stress, and it's just a vicious cycle. So it's important that we can recognize these signs of burnout, and then we can take steps to manage stress and get support, hopefully early enough before the burnout completely takes us out. So let's now look at some ways that we can overcome burnout, because we don't want to just talk about this as this hopeless thing, right? We want strategies and tools to overcome it. Okay, so overcoming burnout requires a multifaceted approach. It's not about just doing one thing, and it's not about getting immediate relief either. So some of these might give you a sense of relief pretty quickly, but it's really about creating long-term lifestyle changes in our habits, in mindset, in the things that we're doing day to day to find more support for ourselves so that we don't end up back in burnout. And this is, you know, as I'm saying this to you right now, I'm also speaking to myself because I need to take these steps myself. So one, we want to acknowledge and accept it. So acknowledging that we're recognizing the signs of burnout and accepting that, yes, this is what it is. So recognizing the burnout in yourself. Denial just prolongs the issue. And I am like Captain Denial right now. I'm really good at denying until I can't anymore. And I find that that's often the case with burnout is we can deny it up to a point, but the unconscious mind is like a five-year-old tugging on your sleeve, wanting attention. And eventually it's going to start, that five-year-old's going to throw a full-on tantrum. It's going to start screaming at you and saying, pay attention to me. And then you can no longer deny that. So just accept that burnout is a signal from your mind and your body that something needs to change. It's not a sign of weakness. It doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. It just means that something needs to change. And actually, I talked about this recently on episode, I think it's 289 with Lindsay Epperly, and we talked about the signs and symptoms of burnout. I'll link that episode in the show notes for you to go back to, because she shares some really great ways of looking at burnout. So it's not a sign of weakness. It's just a sign that something needs to change. Then seek professional help. And this could be with a therapist or a counselor who's experienced in dealing with stress and burnout. And this could be a high performance coach such as myself. You might find cognitive behavioral therapy is useful. NLP could be useful and helpful. Timeline therapy, hypnotherapy. All of these can be effective in helping you find the support and the tools to overcome burnout. Also consider a health checkup to rule out any underlying health issues that might be contributing to your feelings of exhaustion. So one thing you might want to do is talk to your GP, get a panel of blood work done, make sure that it's not caused by low iron or another vitamin or mineral deficiency or something else going on that may be causing the feelings of exhaustion. I know for myself, I'm also always low in iron, and that does not help. And that's part of ulcerative colitis. I feel like in my case, and any of you with a chronic illness, if you relate to this, please let me know, reach out to me, let me know if you find the same thing, that it's sort of like a triple whammy, because the disease causes exhaustion. The iron deficiency caused by the disease causes exhaustion. The medication causes exhaustion. Actually, it's a quadruple whammy, because then all of the cumulative stress from all of that causes exhaustion. So then it's kind of like, well, what's actually causing the exhaustion? So consider a health checkup. Even if you have no underlying health issues, or actually especially if you don't, because then there might be something else going on that you don't even know about. Not to scare you, not to be a fear monger, but just to be aware that it could be something as simple as your iron could be low, or you could have a B12 deficiency. The next one is to develop some stress relief techniques, incorporating regular physical activity into your routine, and that can really help to lower stress levels. I find this one challenging for myself. I find this is a difficult one right now, because when you're so exhausted, at least when I feel this exhausted, I find it so difficult to incorporate physical activity day to day because I feel so exhausted. But it's really making sure that you are getting some sort of physical activity and doing what you can within the capacity that you have. So right now for me, there are the dogs. I was just about to say, walking my dogs. And there they are right now on cue. So I find walking the dogs is really good right now, and doing some light restorative yoga. Restorative yoga is wonderful for lowering stress as well. Practicing mindfulness techniques like meditation, self-hypnosis, also yoga is a mindfulness technique, and that helps to improve the mental well-being and the mental exhaustion, which, shameless plug here, all of my self-hypnosis recordings and my meditation recordings are all available on Aura, which is a wonderful mental health app. I will link that in the show notes as well. If you follow my link, you will get a 30-day free guest pass to try out all the premium features of Aura, to check it out. And then if it's for you, great. You can continue with a membership if you want it. If it's not for you, you can cancel it, or you can simply go to a free option. You get less to listen to on the free option, but you can access Aura for free. I also do live meditations and live life coaching sessions there as well. So that's my shameless plug for Aura. It's a wonderful app. I highly recommend it. Check it out. 30 days free. Okay, so that's our stress relief technique. So far we've talked about acknowledging and accepting it, seeking professional help and support, and developing stress relief techniques. The fourth one is to establish boundaries, set some really clear work-life boundaries. Decide on your work hours and stick to them, and then make sure that you're disconnecting off work hours. Now, this is one I am very proud of because I have worked hard at this, and now I have clearly defined boundaries around my work time and my off time. Okay, admittedly, sometimes those boundaries get blurred when it comes to social media because I might, in my downtime, create some content just because it is creative and fun for me. That's the only exception. But I will not make exceptions to see clients on my downtime because I know that if I make those exceptions for my clients and I see a client in what are typically my off hours or on a weekend, then I'm not fully recharging, which means that I'm actually going into my work week or going into my next day of sessions now at a deficit. So even though it might seem like, oh, you've got to serve your clients whenever they need it, like a lot of us get into that mind trap of we've got to serve the client. And if that's at 8 o'clock at night or 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning or whenever it is, you got to serve the client. But that's actually costing your clients if you are not rested, restored, then you're not able to give your clients the best you. So really set and establish those clear boundaries and say no to additional responsibilities if you're already overwhelmed. Taking on more is not going to help you to get out of overwhelm and burnout. And I really love what Bob Berg said on his episode recently, where we talked about the go-giver way. And he talked about how to say no to people. And I loved his approach because his approach was so kind and so respectful of the relationship. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. I will link that one in the show notes too. The cold notes version though is that he says to thank the person for asking you to do something, then say no, and then thank them again. So it sounds something like, thank you so much for considering me. I'm not able to take that on right now, but I really appreciate that you thought of me. And then you're saying no, you're saying it in a way that maintains the relationship, and it's respectful. And you don't have to go into details about it. It's a really nice way to say no. It also doesn't leave the door open for them to counter offer. Like if you were to say, oh, like I'm too busy that day, they'll say, well, we can do it another day. And now you're trapped in that. Now you have to come up with another excuse, or you need to be honest and say, well, I just don't want to do it. So I really, really liked his approach to that. Number five, improve time management. You've got to prioritize your tasks and focus on what needs to get done. I've talked about this before, that one of the greatest gifts that I find in having ulcerative colitis is that it has forced me to manage my time better. Lately, that's been slipping, admittedly. That's a shortcoming of mine right now. And that's probably why I'm finding myself back in this state. So that's something I'm going to be looking more into. There's Dutch once again. Okay, I think Dutch has stopped barking, but that's his way of saying hello and interjecting into the conversation here. You know, I'll often acknowledge when he's barking on the show, and then usually it gets edited out. Sometimes with the magic of audio editing, sometimes you can't hear him, and then I feel like, well, that was silly of me to even mention it then, because you can't hear him. But if you did just hear him barking, that was Dutch. That was Dutch. One of two dogs that I have. I have Fiona and I have Dutch. Both Nova Scotia Duck Tollers. Both the loves of my life. So improving time management, prioritizing tasks, using tools and techniques like the Eisenhower box and the Pomodoro technique to enhance your productivity. The Eisenhower box is a quadrant. So you can do this on a piece of paper. You can do this on your computer. I like to do it on the wall with like big sheets of paper and sticky notes. That's what works for me. But you figure out the method that works for you. There's also apps for the Eisenhower matrix that you can get. So it's four quadrants. So you break your page, your piece of paper, whatever it is, into four. And on the top left, you have urgent and important. So the This would be so much easier if I had visuals. It might be easier just to look up the Eisenhower box, but I'll try to explain it. So the top left square, you'll have four squares on your piece of paper in a quadrant. So the top left one is urgent and important. If we move one box to the right, we have not urgent, but important. The bottom left square, the bottom left box would be urgent, not important. And then the final box on the lower right is not urgent, not important. Spoiler alert, that's where we want to spend most of our time, is not urgent, not important. That's when the business is running smoothly. If we are always focused on the urgent and important, if we're always being pulled in that direction, you're constantly putting out fires. And that means you don't have the systems or the team in place to help you manage your business effectively. You can't grow in urgent and important. That's not growth. That is just putting out fires and maintaining. So ideally, we want to get to a place where we have systems and strategies and we're running the business so effectively that we're spending our time in the not urgent, the not important. And that's the creative space. That's building out courses and programs. That's business planning. That's thinking ahead and who do you need on your team? Like, that's the fun part of business. That's the CEO box, by the way. And it doesn't mean that there's never a fire to put out. It just means that we're not spending all of our time doing that. We want to minimize all the urgent and importance, and then the urgent not importance. We want to minimize all that stuff and delegate what we can so that we can spend our time on the business doing the visionary stuff and less time in the other quadrants. The Pomodoro technique is typically 25 minutes of work, and then I think it's 5 minutes of rest. It's been a while since I've used that one. But everyone has their own way of doing it. So some people do like 30 minutes work, 10 minutes rest, whatever works for you. I know a lot of people love the Pomodoro technique. I don't love it. I don't love it myself. What I like doing is working with my Ultradian rhythms and doing 90 minutes of focused work followed by 20 minutes of rest. That one works for me. And I did an episode on that a few weeks back as well. I can link that one in the show notes too, just to help you find it. But the Pomodoro technique works for a lot of people. You can even get Pomodoro timers on your phone so that it's like constantly going through that cycle. You can even, if you don't want your phone near you while you're working, because sometimes that's just a big distraction, you can get Pomodoro timers, just a timer that sits on your desk that's all it does. It just times. There's no other apps. There's nothing else to look at or distract you. And of course, a big part of time management is delegating tasks when possible, having a team around you for support. And this also includes your home life too. Like, look at, can you delegate things in your personal life, not just to your professional life, but can you lean on your partner if you have a partner, a spouse? Can you ask them to take on maybe some of the stuff that you normally do just to help you out? So look at where you can get more support. And that leads into the next one, which is social support. Strengthening your relationships with friends and families. Social support is crucial for mitigating stress. We thrive in community. We don't thrive independently. Even those of you who are like, I'm super independent, Terry, you still need community. We are a community-based species. We need each other for support and survival. So where can you look for more support and social engagement? And for you super introverts out there, that can include being in an online forum where you're just typing. That could include minimal social interactions. That can include just going out for tea or coffee with one friend. This doesn't have to be big social events. Just making sure that you are getting social support and engagement. And then the last one I'm going to touch on here is reassessing your goals and expectations. So reflect on, what are your goals? What are the things that you're striving to achieve? Are they realistic? Are they aligned with your values? Because sometimes burnout is coming from not being aligned with your values. So making sure that those goals, the things that you are exhausting yourself to do, are they even realistic? Are they even aligned with your values? Are they aligned with what it is that you want to achieve, your bigger goals? And then look at setting some shorter term goals, making sure they're really achievable to regain a sense of accomplishment and progress, that you feel like you're working towards something. So you know, maybe you don't throw out your goals, but just take them and look at, okay, so I want to write a book this year, but maybe right now in this state of burnout, maybe that's not really the best thing for me, or that's not working right now. So maybe I just do a practice of journaling every day just to practice writing and just approach that goal from a different angle. And then, of course, things that we mentioned before are also important, like nurturing your physical health, taking breaks, making sure that you're taking a break from work to rest and recharge, and pursuing your personal growth and development. So I'm hoping, you know, if any of you are resonating with this, and if you're feeling like you've been burning out, like I have been, just know that you're not alone. And if you're feeling the weight of that burnout, also recognize it is not a sign of weakness. It's a call to action to take care of the most important asset in your business, which is you. So I want to thank you for joining me today and for listening to me. If you're experiencing this, please do what you need to do to take care of yourself and feel free to reach out to me. The easiest way to reach out is on Instagram at @TerryHolland. I will link that in the show notes too. All the links are always in the show notes. So reach out to me if you're feeling this way and if you're relating to this. And, you know, also I just want to remind you that the path to high performance, it's not about pushing to the limit. It's about finding your optimal performance. So if you are pushing yourself to extremes that you can't maintain, that's not high performance. High performance is a sustainable level of performance where you get the maximum results for the least amount of effort. So you're not burning yourself out to get them. You are in a sustainable flow state. I hope this was helpful today. Was it helpful? If it was helpful, you know what I would really love? You guessed it. I would love your 5-star review and for you to share this episode with a friend. I'm going to be off for the next several days, going on a road trip with my husband to visit some family, which I'm really looking forward to. You know what I'm most looking forward to is the drive, driving through the mountains and being totally disconnected for that 12 hours. We're doing it over 2 days, but just to totally disconnect, like read a book, daydream out the window. I'm not the driver, so I can totally daydream. My husband does the driving. So I will be like daydreaming, meditating, chatting his ear off, maybe reading a book or listening to an audiobook. And I am so looking forward to that. I think that's what my body is really needing right now, is just that relaxing space and to connect with nature, to hit that highway, get out into the mountains. I mean, I live kind of in the mountains, but like we're going to be driving through the Rocky Mountains, which is a whole other experience. And I'm so looking forward to that. So I'm definitely looking forward to this break and rest time. Next Tuesday, I'll be back with another episode of Success in Mind. And my guest next week is Nick Barrett. He's the founder and CEO of Cord Brick, which I mentioned in the last episode, but yeah, you are going to be inspired by Nick for sure. He's sharing with us all about how to bring ideas to life. So if you have an idea that you've been sitting on, you're going to be inspired to take action on it when you listen to Nick. And he also shares his story about how he came up with Cord Brick, which is such a great story. So I hope you'll come back next Tuesday and listen to that episode, and then I'll be back again for another solo show next Thursday. 2 episodes a week right now. Let me know, you guys. Are you enjoying this 2-episode-a-week format? You know, I'm always open to your feedback, and the best way to deliver that feedback is, of course, again, on Instagram, because that's where I spend most of my social time. But you can reach me on any platform. I'm available. So if you have any feedback for me, if there are guests that you've really loved and you want to share that with me, please do. If there are guests that you're like, Terry, why are you bringing these people on your show? Let me know. I'm here to serve you. I want to make sure I'm giving you what you want. And if you have ideas for topics too, things you want explored, let me know that too. Okay, I think that's it. I'm actually off now. I have 2 more things of work to do before I'm fully in vacation mode. And one is I'm leading a group hypnosis session tonight, which I'm super excited about, for a private group. And then tomorrow I have one more coaching client and then my pod squad community. So I guess that's like three more work things. And then I am hitting the road and I am done for a few days. Yeah, it'll be great. All right. Now I feel like I'm just rambling to you. So thanks again for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave your review, share it with a friend, all those things. And I look forward to being back with you again next week. Bye for now.